Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, BTN News listeners. You know what I'm going to say, don't you? You know what I'm going to say? It's Friday. It's party day. And it's time to get your Friday installment of the BTN News Show started. I'm your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. It is the 19th of August, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 48 hours coming your way in around 5 minutes. Well, next time you're there with your buddies or your girlfriends or whatever it may be, and you hop in Dallas and let's go to the Apple Store, you're not going to sound cool anymore. Seems that Apple's no longer going to call its stores a store. They're going to be known now simply as Apple, and they'll be based off locations. Now, how we know this is, well, because Apple's done a little tinkering with their website. For example, Apple Store Ridge Hill now is just called Apple Ridge Hill. I know, so it's like, okay, what's the big deal and why the change? Well, that's Apple for you. They always do stuff like this. But insiders are saying from Apple, they're saying that the company sees these locations as being more than just shopping hubs, and they want to have an increased focus on community activities. I don't know about you guys, but let's go on down to Apple Cupertino. Oh yeah, they won't let us in there. Staying with Apple, of course, we're going to have to talk about the new iPhone. We're just a few weeks away from knowing what the hell this thing's going to be called and what the hell is going to be on the thing, or lack of things that are going to be on there. But what we're hearing today, or actually should I say yesterday, is that the new iPhone will finally have that 256GB storage option. Oh, thank you. Of course, this also is going to go along the lines of the 16GB saying bye-bye, as the 32 will now be the standard. What's a little wishy-washy with this rumor is we're not sure if the 256 will just be iPhone 7. 7 Plus only. Personally, I could see that. You're going to need a little bit more space, and you might need a little bit bigger phone. Plus, let's face it, Apple's needing to charge a premium for it too, and they can do that on the Plus. Staying with mobile phones, here's something you thought you'd never hear again. New Nokia phones are coming. Say what? Yes, the Nokia brand, or Nokia, however the hell you want to say it, is coming back. A new report that is leaked onto the internet has confirmed that the company, indeed, will be selling several, yeah, you heard that correctly, several new smartphones and even tablets come later this year. This all started because Mike Wang, he's the Nokia executive in China, kind of mistakenly let slip in a local newspaper that said, yeah, Nokia's going to have some stuff coming. And it's actually going to say Nokia on the front of it. Now, of course, because of the acquisition from HMD Global, you might remember them, they purchased the Nokia rights brand earlier this year. They're the ones that are going to be designing the new phones. As for what the new phones will be, we got no freaking clue. Gamers and Facebook lovers, get ready to rock and roll. That's because Facebook and game engine company Unity have announced a partnership together. Basically, what this partnership will involve is letting developers easily port their Unity games right onto the social network. Now, if you're a developer, though, you ain't got a whole lot of time to get your butt in gear for this, though. August 31st is the deadline to apply for a closed alpha of the export tool, which apparently is going to be integrated directly into the Unity editor. And if you were just curious, this is also including a Facebook desktop gaming platform that's currently in development, too. In fact, if you're a Windows PC user, you might have noticed a Windows app called Facebook Games Arcade. They actually started beta testing earlier this year, and apparently that's where the platform is being built upon. And just like with anything that sounds really interesting and fun, we got no deadline when we're going to be seeing it. Staying with social media news, hopping over to Twitter now. We all know Twitter's a breeding place for a whole lot of threats and abuse. There's always some a-hole out there that has to ruin it for everybody. Well, at least now we can tune the a-holes out, because Twitter's now going to let us filter out these people. Finally, people like yourself and I get access to the anti-harassment tools. No, it's not just for the people with blue check marks anymore. With these new tools, you'll be able to limit the notifications that only you'll see and the people you follow. Twitter is hoping that by opening up these tools to everyone, they'll be able to remedy its harassment problem. It's a good move, Twitter. It's also nice to think that we're as important as the famous people now, too. And finally, in the mood for a little pizza? In the mood for a little DJing? Well, now you can combine the two thanks to Bluetooth technology. Yes, Pizza Hut has in fact made a DJ pizza box. And no, the little turntables that are on this thing aren't exactly real, but they do act like a turntable. Basically, what you do is you unfold the box there after you've eaten your pizza. Or at least I hope you've eaten it already. If not, you got a hell of a mess. Connect this thing up to your laptop, get out your DJ software, and away you go. Pizza Hut's actually teamed up with partner Novella's printable electronics tech. And everything you see on the box, it actually does work. Cue works, play works, the fader works. Although I will say sometimes with a little bit of lag, but all in all, it's still pretty impressive. Now, unfortunately, these things are not mainstream yet, and they're not available in every Pizza Hut restaurant around the world. In fact, from what we're hearing, it's about a 6-month waiting list. Still, though, the next time you order a pizza, maybe you'll have that option saying, yeah, give me a Super Supreme with a little DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air on the side. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. The British Tech Network website, BritishTechNetwork.com. You know the place already. Get on over there. Check out all the shows. Get subscribed to the shows. And also subscribe to all the podcasts on iTunes as well. Check us out on Facebook, too, British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter as well, at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter, at Kyle Swagger. And join us in our Slack room with our BTN community. That's at BritishTech.slack.com. The news show, of course, heading into the weekend, taking a couple of days off. Hope you can take a couple of days off too, but definitely we'll be back on Monday getting you caught up in the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, it's Friday. I'm going to order some pizza, regardless if it comes in a DJ box or not. How about you? Oh, and as always, thank you very much for listening.